The same? Okay, say a word.
Say Sue.
Sue went to the zoo.
Sue went to the park.
Sue went in an ark.
Sue said, "Oh, hark."
Your turn, Jeff.
Sue was a nice girl.
Sue went to the park. Sue likes to walk in the park, but just in the dark.
Sue likes to make farts.
That is a lie.
Go ahead.
Jack likes to make garbage.
Jack likes to go pee in his pants.
Well, come on, you guys.
He likes to pee in his pants.
What rhymes?
Sue likes to walk in the park, but just in the dark. If she says, "Oh, hark."
Okay, that's a good
one. That's a good one. She walks in the park. She sees a bee.
And Laura and Joanna call Sue the lady who walks in the dark in the park, but just in the dark, and says, "Oh, hark."
Okay, you add, Laura.
They walk in the dark, to the walk, to the dark, to the dark, to the fart.
Is that a joke? Okay.
The guy darts the ball as he farts.
Is that a joke, huh?
Sue likes to drink coffee.
But just on the toilet.
Come on, you guys. You're not helping the cause of science at all.
And
what does that mean? Well, don't do it, my dear, because it means something.
Sue in the dark likes to go up in the dark.
Right. Doesn't that mean something?
No, this does.
This does too, dear.
No.
This does.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sue likes to play volleyball.
This means something.
That means something. It does mean something. That's right.
V for victory.
But I went like this.
That's V for victory, and this is a bad word of something.
No, this is it.
That means
up yours.
That means shit.
I thought that meant shove it up your ass.
Yeah, up your hole with another roll.
You realize that this tape recorder is grinding on me.
You know what this means?
What?
Up your tushy hole.
You know what?
No, it just means
up your
tushy hole.
They take a picture of us.
This is charming. Now, come on, you guys. Go on a picture. Well, you need to be able to hear it.
This is the UCLA that I'm with.
I can't.
Sue Rosemary is a very good volleyball player.
But just at Laura's...
She knows how to serve very well.
Uh-huh.
And she knows how to spike. And she knows how to dig.
And she knows how to break her habit.
Uh-huh.
And she knows how to make parts that fly around.
I don't... It's a funny discussion. I've never heard such a female household.
Listen, this is our story. Mark is a boy. He likes to walk, but just in the park. And all
Mark
the boys call him Mark Park.
Wait a second.
And all the boys call him Mark Park. But he only likes to walk in the park in the dark. So all the girls call him Mark Park Walk in the Dark.
Okay, do you have anything further you wish to say?
Yes. She walks in the park while she makes fart.
No more. What is it?
I get this one.
Turn the cassette in, so it's going to snap off very soon.
No. The fart farts go to sleep, rock my baby on the treetop, let all the farts in the world go to sleep so the people can sleep soundly without smelling or hearing a...
What went flop flop?
The
poo! Why are poos so funny? Why do they make you laugh? No, I want to know why poos make you laugh so much.
Because you don't.
Because what?
Because they go flop flop and stink.
Is that why they make you laugh?
Yeah.
Why do they make you laugh?
Because we don't talk about them in public.
Why do they make you laugh?
Because they always go pee in their pants.
You want to sleep my pee-pee, darling. And close your pretty eyes. So everyone will hear the tickle, tickle in the toilet while it flushes.
Okay. What do you want to contribute to this otherwise today conversation? Don't, Joanna. Why did all those bad words make you laugh so much? Joanna, it's too loud. Why do you think that, I want to ask you something. Why do you think, and Laura's going first, why do you think all those bad words make you laugh so much?
Because it's too funny.
Yeah, why are they funny?
That baby fucker.
No, I'll tell you why they make you laugh, because they are words. See, you're not supposed to say them. They're like private words.
Yeah.
And so you say them. You
laugh. I see, because they're private words.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen in some families if the children said these words at the table?
What would the daddy or the mom
do? What do you think would happen?
Let all the cows have all their doo-doo because the farmer
Are you talking it out and then you won't need to say it at Flucky?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good idea to talk it all out.
Rock up my baby.